Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to another edition of Life Behind Bars. I'm Noah Rothbaum, the Daily Beast half full editor. Joining me, as always, is my colleague and co-host, David Weindrich.
Nice to be here, as always. This will be fun.
Absolutely. A topic close to my heart, your heart, obviously, where, you know, this is pretty much the hottest time of year. And really, what everybody wants to drink is punch.
Well, I mean, this is the time of year when you barbecue, when you hang out outside, when you get all your friends around and, you know, put your flip-flops on and your your terry cloth shorts and,
right.
And put your feet up and chill.
Absolutely.
And, punch is the social drink, and this is the time for that.
You better than anybody, having written the book on punch and sort of fathering the rebirth of punch over what, the last book came out?
Oh, came out.
8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 years ago, yeah.
10 years ago, you know, if you said punch to anybody, they would think like, oh, I'll get the garbage can and we'll make like giant fraternity sorority house.
Yeah, we'll just dump a bunch of random shit in there.
Right.
And you know, it'll be fine.
We'll call it punch. Hawaiian punch, a little Gatorade, a little bit of 7-Up.
A lot of 7-Up. And then a couple handles of Everclear.
Exactly.
And then you're good.
And whatever else, you know.
Yeah, whatever else.
It was one of
those.
Oh,
I got like, this bottle of Rumpel Mints. In it goes. Minty.
Don't reveal
Midori. Sure, make it green.
Those are all of our secrets, Dave. Don't tell them.
Oh,
all.
I'm sorry about
We're trying to parcel them out over the whole season. It was one of those things where literally you'd clean out the liquor cabinet and you just pour it all in. It was like the mass version of Long Island iced tea.
There was never a recipe for it, or if it was, it was a very tolerant one.
Passed down from one.
From the fraternity's liquor officer to his successor.
One senior brother in the fraternity,
exactly.
The junior, of what garbage can to use, what liner was best to keep it all in there.
And, you know, where you get the best Kool-Aid.
Exactly. And I have to say, when you did tell me probably around 9-10 years ago that you were working on a book about punch, I thought, what?
Yeah, like, a little weird.
Like, what? Like, why punch? Like, what? Like, I mean, what? I was like, is Dave lost it? Why are we writing a book about punch? But I don't think anybody really understood, except basically you, at least in this country, why punch was not only worth talking about, but was worth making and drinking.
I learned that it was worth making and drinking because when I started writing about cocktails almost 20 years ago, I'd have my friends over and I'd have to make drinks for them.
Right.
And, you know, when your friends come over and you're shaking up cocktails for them, they have a really disconcerting way of turning into assholes.
Yes.
You know, because suddenly they're bar customers and you're making like, I've got the stuff to make 3 drinks here.
Right.
And they go, can I have, you know, something else?
Right.
I don't want that. Can you make,
you
know.
I don't really like
wine. Yeah. Leave the egg white out.
They basically all turn into Hemingway. Like, I don't want any sugar in this daiquiri. Can you double the
And
rum?
You're just like, you know, you're making my life really difficult.
Either
here.
That happens or the other thing that I also love happens when suddenly all of your bar equipment decides to revolt against you and you can't open the shaker,
that's
agave syrup.
Yeah.
Wind up spilling half of the contents of the shaker on the floor. Like,
yeah, these things happen.
I've turned so many people's kitchens into sticky wastelands the next morning. I apologize now for that.
It started to get a little annoying. Yeah. The back of every old cocktail book always had a bunch of recipes for bowls of punch.
Right.
And I'd never really paid that much attention to them. Those are really antique and who really wants to make that?
And to be fair, like a lot of those books have a lot of random recipes
still
that we haven't really.
I mean,
like
that
recipes for making fake, you know, whiskey with like creosote and recipes for all types of tinctures and syrups.
They all needed a lot of booze to make them. The booze was measured by the bottle, and that's like, you know, that's a lot of money.
And a lot of stuff that we didn't have, like, calling for all types of stuff.
Yeah, those were all drawbacks, but on the other hand, you know, I was entertaining, and I'd start making these punches.
Right.
And at first I made them all really badly because I left out most of the water because I thought, that's way too much water.
Right.
That thing's going to taste watery. And then next thing you know, people are like rolling around on the lawn without any pants on.
Right.
And you're like, what happened to your pants, dude? And it's like, I had them on. I don't know. They're inside. I shot my friend in the chest with a potato cannon under the influence of one of these early punches.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. He wanted to play wiffle ball. I kept missing. He said, point it right at me.
Right.
And I did.
This is like George Washington, the cherry tree.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he ended up with a bruise the size of a dinner plate.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah, and our kids were watching, so that was funny. They were very amused. So anyway.
Don't mess with potatoes. That's the moral of this. This podcast is over, and that's the PSA.
Yeah, yeah. Don't shoot your friend with a potato cannon. Don't even try it. Yeah, punch, you know, I eventually learned to put all the water in.
Right.
And, you know, it's not supposed to be the strength of a cocktail.
Right.
It's supposed to be the strength of, like, you know, at best a glass of sherry.
But even still, I mean, in all seriousness, I would urge people to take a little bit of caution with punch because it usually tastes very good.
Yeah.
It goes down super easy, even with the water and the ice. Still pretty high in alcohol.
I mean, if you make it right, it ends up being like wine strength, maybe a little strong for wine.
Yeah.
But the great thing is, if you make it right and you put in a big block of ice,
right?
Which you can make
easily
by freezing like a half gallon container of Tupperware.
People sometimes put things in the ice.
Yeah. I don't do anything fancy with it.
It also smacks of like those Jell-O kind of like,
it also smacks of like housekeeping magazines.
Right.
I want people to realize this is a real drink.
Right.
It's not like, you know, some pretty little thing. It's a drink.
I also love it because it will kick your ass. Even if it has a beautiful orchid in the middle of it, it's going to totally kick your ass.
It's going to totally kick your ass, and you should be reminded of that.
You may or may not have made a punch recently, and a certain brother-in-law of mine perhaps might have had 4 cups of it and was highly entertaining and very loopy. And I was like, wait, you had how many glasses? He said, 4. I said, what? Yeah. Are you crazy?
You make your big block of ice, and you put it in there, and at first the punch is kind of strong.
Absolutely.
And then as the day goes on and it melts, it dilutes. The drunker your friends are,
well, it's great.
The lighter the punch is.
Right. So
until it ends up almost being just water.
Right. When they need the water, it is water.
So it is water. Yeah. There's
kind of the perfect.
It's lightly flavored. You know?
At the beginning of the party, it's high alcoholic. Yeah. And then there's that tipping point.
Yeah. It sort of self adjusts.
People should be backing off. And then it's more lower ABV. Yeah. And
I mean, usually the proportions I use, punch is always, I mean, I guess we should define it at this point. Originally, this was something invented, as far as we could tell, by English sailors. When they
always good people to drink with.
Yeah.
Dangerous at all to drink
with
them.
Not at all. Also, people who, if they don't have something to drink, are going to get very, very upset. And that seems to be the origins of it, is all their beer went off when they started sailing into the tropics.
Right.
And each sailor was supposed to get a gallon of beer a day, which was actually 5 quarts.
Wow.
Because it was a beer gallon, which is bigger.
Which also makes sense why, like, basically every, you know, sailor, you know, song that every kid learns is all about.
It's all about being drunk.
Right. It's all about, I mean, I don't think you're, like, they realize it, but, like, as an adult, you're like, what are those?
It also explains all the weird words that sailors use. Those are just normal words, but, you know, with drunken pronunciation.
Right. Or the whole,
I'm sure.
That whole, like, sailor's, like, dialect.
Yeah. It's just drunk English.
Just drunk guy.
Yeah. If you're drunk enough, you can understand every word of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our theory.
Who would call it starboard? I mean, come on. Please. The front of the boat or the back of the boat.
Yeah.
God's sakes.
But anyway, sailors in the early 1600s, they started making artificial wine because they took spirits and they stretched it out with water to replace the water that was in there.
And at the time, people were drinking sherry and port and obviously.
Yeah, so fortified wines,
sort of a bastardized or
the wines were already like that.
Right.
To put the acidity back in that got distilled out of the wine, they added citrus juice.
Right.
The sweetness was sugar, and you mix it all up. You put a little spice in there, and it's really quite tasty.
Yeah, and all things that a lot of these sailors would be able to get, you know, in the tropics, the Caribbean.
Yeah, everything, exactly.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
You can get the rum in the Caribbean. If you were in East Asia, you get arak,
right,
which is, you know, various spirits there that, right, you know, either distilled from palm sap or... That's a whole other show, exotic spirits of the East. This punch kind of comes back to the Americas, and it becomes the drink of the Americas, rum punch here. And the rum was full-flavored back then. Yeah. It was big, strong, funky rum. And eventually, you kind of reach a rule of thumb of how to make this stuff. And this is how it was made roughly from the end of the 1600s until late the 1830s, 1840s. You'd usually peel the lemons first, or they sometimes use sour oranges. If you can ever find those, Seville oranges. They make absolutely wonderful punch.
Or like in Mexico, don't they have a different lime? That's like a very kind of bitter lime flavor.
You peel the stuff,
the
citrus.
And you don't want the pith. You just want basically...
You just want the outer rind where all the oil is. They would extract it. Sometimes they do it by infusing it into the spirits. The way that I find it the easiest to do is you do it the day before and you put it in a mason jar along with the sugar that you're going to use. Right. And you leave it overnight. You seal it up and leave it overnight. And what happens is the sugar pulls all the moisture out of the peels, and you end up with this bright citrus oil that's really tasty.
And you're kind of candying
the peels peel a little and, bit. Yeah. That oil is going to give body to your punch. It's going to make a really what sounds like a simple plain punch. It's going to make it taste delicious.
Right.
So that's my secret. And I'll do like, for every 750 milliliter bottle of booze, I'll use 3/4 cup of sugar, so 6 ounces, and the peel of 4 lemons.
Right.
Easy, right? You put that overnight. The next day, you put in as much 3/4 cup of lemon juice into the jar.
Right.
As much citrus as you had sugar. Seal it up, shake it until the juice is dissolved.
Right.
And that gives you your shrub, and that's the base of the punch. Right.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of work, but
it's not really.
It's not, and I have to say it makes a huge difference. After you telling me several times to do this, I finally did it. It was totally worth it. I mean, it makes it.
After you do it a couple times, it becomes second nature. Absolutely. It really takes no time.
It's so delicious.
It really doesn't take much time.
And those oils are really potent and really delicious.
It helps if you use fresh lemons, like the yellowest ones you can find, like bright yellow, not dried up ones.
And if you leave it longer, does it matter? Or like
eventually it doesn't really.
It's not one of these things where you want to make it like have a jar of this in your pantry.
Well,
or does
it will keep refrigerated for a week or so. The next step, though, is important. Yeah. Is after you've got all the oil extracted from the peels and you get these long curls of peel, I'll open the jar. I'll put in 3/4 cup also of lemon juice. Right. So as much lemon juice as there was sugar.
Right.
Seal it up again. Shake it really hard a few times until the sugar is all dissolved. And then that's the base of the punch.
Right.
And that can go into the refrigerator for several days.
And what I've done, like I'll peel the lemons, make the oleosaccharum, keep the lemons without the peels, and then juice them the next day.
Exactly. Like, so. Exactly. Yeah. You keep them in your refrigerator, or whatever. And that's usually will give you just enough. Like 4 lemons will give you about 6 ounces. To this, you add a bottle of booze. I like stuff that's rich, that's pot distilled. You know, things like in the winter, Scotch whiskey is great, like malt Scotch if you can get a cheap malt Scotch. Cognac is really nice. A mixture of cognac and rum is delightful.
Yeah,
things like that are really good, and just plain like a good rich rum. A good flavorful rum is really delightful. Also in the summer, just plain rum punch. Arak punch, if you're really crazy, you can do. But with Batavia Arak from Indonesia, which is very funky rum.
It tastes almost like metallic sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, you mix it with the lemon juice and the sugar, and it's great. And I'll pour this into a bowl, add the block of ice, and then I add 1/4 of water.
Right.
So for every 750 milliliters, 1/4 of water. 750 milliliters of booze. And you stir it all up, grate a little.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
little nutmeg on top. That's traditional. And you don't need to, like, garnish it with fancy stuff. I'll dump the contents of the jar in there, including all the peels.
Oh, yeah.
And then the peels, you can kind of, like,
yeah,
fish them out with your punch ladle and drape them over the edge, right, of the bowl and stuff. But it shows people that you actually used real ingredients, right, in this. That, you know, that this was lemons and sugar,
right,
at one point. It wasn't, like, some weird extract.
The one fancy ingredient that I do like to garnish punch with is I follow Jerry Thomas's apt advice to top punch with champagne or sparkling wine.
Oh, that's to make very dangerous.
Royal yeah, punch.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, I only know that because you told me that. But it is delicious, though. And
it's
one of
delicious.
My favorite things to do is, I mean,
you don't use the water, you just use champagne.
Yeah. And you don't even need, like, the fanciest champagne.
No. There is one little issue associated with punch like that.
What is that?
You will be intoxicated. You'll be swazzled.
Right.
It's really, it is hot rails to hell.
Right.
It's like the famous Chatham Artillery Punch, which is one of the great punches from Savannah in the South,
right,
from the 1850s. This guy, A.B. Luce came up with it, and it was a quart of bourbon, a quart of rum, a quart of cognac, lemons and sugar in proportion, and then filled up with champagne.
Which is perfect for brunch. I love that. I love waking up and having that.
I made that punch once for 400 people in a claw-footed bathtub.
Wow.
We used a case each of bourbon, cognac, and rum, and then three cases of champagne, and the equivalent of a case's worth of lemon juice and sugar, yeah, and lemon peel. And I have never seen people get so drunk so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a jolly gathering.
Yeah. To quote you to you, nothing brings together a room full of people like a bowl of punch.
That's
I think
true.
That's really
it's true. People gather around the bowl. They can serve themselves. It's,
right.
It's really a fun ritual. In the summer, I tend to leave the champagne out.
Ooh.
I know. But I mean, I'll make 5 gallons of punch, though.
Right.
And I want people to kind of
stay
slowly
awake.
Ease off as the punch dilutes.
Right, right.
And I don't want to give them too much of a lift at the beginning. If it's a small group,
that's
fine.
Sure.
But for a big party, I want it to be kind of a little more. I want people to have to keep going back for more.
Right. Looking at punch sets traditionally,
yeah,
the glasses were fairly small,
yeah,
right?
Small.
I mean, that's like a really
big. Do not
big
give people like red
mugs.
Solo cups,
right?
Yeah,
big mugs.
No. Because the whole point is when your glass is empty, you go back and get
right
more.
It's the ritual.
And when you get more, you talk to somebody else,
right?
You know, every time. And
somebody takes your spot at this,
yeah. I'll use like a 4 ounce,
up,
a 4 ounce
down
cup,
exactly.
You know, it.
With ice sometimes too, right? Or
you can put ice in it. Yeah,
yeah.
I usually don't, but
yeah,
for big parties in the summer, I'll use an igloo cooler.
Sure.
And I'll fill it up, put in about say a gallon and a half of booze, six
right
bottles worth, something like that, six or seven bottles of booze, and then lemons and sugar in proportion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, 6 ounces
sure
of each per bottle. Add the water. And there's still enough room that you can put in a bag of ice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say champagne, but okay.
You can put in champagne.
Or ice, I guess.
You seem determined to... I detect a certain hostility there.
There's got to be champagne.
But I'll put in a bag of ice.
Yeah.
And that will melt actually really slowly because those things are insulated.
Well, they're like, and often those bags of ice, even though it's like...
Yeah, they're kind of welded together.
Exactly. It's
yeah,
basically a giant
yeah
block of ice.
But the insulation is really strong on those coolers also. So that will last a whole afternoon for
yeah
about 60 people. And
unbelievable.
You know, along with beer on the side, of course.
Yeah,
and
sure
maybe some rosé if you like
yeah
rosé.
Yeah.
Champagne, why not?
Yeah.
Let's have some champagne.
Fine.
Shots? Oh, you brought some tequila down the hatch.
And I think that people don't sort of realize that punch sort of beget cocktails, right?
Yeah.
And that, like, cocktails sort
yeah
of develop.
Punch was
that
first, yeah.
Right.
Punch was the template and the ancestor of almost all the modern, you know, social drinks like cocktails. To make a cocktail, you take punch, which is spirits, sweetener, and citrus, and you leave out the citrus.
Right.
And then add bitters, you've got an old fashioned. Add mint, you've got a mint julep. Add vermouth instead of the sugar, you've got a Manhattan.
Exactly.
So it's
add the citrus back, you have
You've got sours and you know, daiquiris and all that stuff. But it all comes from that original idea of that we can take spirits and mix these janky spirits that we've got into something delicious.
Right. And I think that marrying both the modern fraternity house punch and the traditional punch, you also kind of like, you know, you can swap in a lot of different ingredients.
You
could do tea, you could do instead of water.
Yeah, you could replace the water with tea.
You can add.
I've had some of the worst nights of my life after drinking punch made with tea all afternoon.
Right.
You know, you drink, over the course of 4 or 5 hours, you might drink a dozen little cups of punch.
Right.
And
a lot of caffeine.
And that's a lot of caffeine. And suddenly you're bolt awake at like 3:30 in the morning, wired,
exhausted.
You've sweated through the sheets, and and you're like, I want to die now.
Right.
And hungover also. Right.
Basically, heart of darkness punch. That's what they should call it.
So I'm a little wary of tea punches in large quantity.
Right.
You know, a couple cups, that's absolutely no problem. But you can for spirits, you can add this and that, various spices. You can, you know, add seltzer instead of plain water, of course.
Right.
For that, in the small quantities, I'd make that in a pitcher so that you don't lose all the bubbles rather than a bowl or an igloo cooler. You can add flavored syrups and things. I see a lot of bars making punch right now. And one mistake I see is I think people add too much stuff.
Huh.
And they make it so that one glass of punch tastes really interesting because it's got like chamomile infused vermouth in it and chartreuse and this and that. But after about two of those, you're like, okay, that's a lot of chamomile.
Right.
And boy, that chartreuse just keeps repeating on me.
A lot of bergamot.
There. And so the best punches for me are the ones that you drink the whole bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
Those are all a little bit bland. You know, they're a little bit like, they're not completely flavorless by any means, but they're not like super spicy.
Right. You want it super concentrated. You want the flavors to be... Because it's designed for multiple drinks.
Exactly.
So you wanna...
It's a session drink. Session drinks aren't IPAs. They're lagers.
Right.
You know, they're rosé.
Right.
Not, you know, like some funky natural wine from the Dordogne that's, raised on dung heaps. And
Petite Syrah or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be totally off, but I think that punch also borrows something from the Scottish quake. The two-handed traditional drinking bowl, right? So, like, you know, the quakes come in all types of sizes, right?
Yeah.
From the individual to the communal, right?
Right.
And the individual, you're supposed to fill it with whiskey and drain it, right? And then kind of, I like to put it on my head, but I don't think that's traditional.
It makes a nice hat.
It does. And the communal one, you fill it up, it can hold a lot of whiskey. And the idea is that you just keep passing it around and around, and you take a little sip, and then you pass it to the next person, until the whole quake is finished. And I kind of feel like with punch, the whole idea is that the party, the community is supposed to, you know, everybody's supposed to take a little cup until it's done. And that's,
I've found
it's a party game and a drink.
When you invite people over and they're not used to like real punch.
Right.
At first they're a little wary, some of them, and they'll say, well, I'll just stick to the wine over here. No, thank you. You know, punch. They think like it's that purple Jesus punch in the trash can.
Right.
But the people who know are kind of clustering over by the punch bowl and having a really good time.
Yeah.
And so eventually the people who are sitting there in the corner going, I would prefer not to, with their noses up in the air, are eventually persuaded, most of them.
Yeah.
And they'll have a good time too.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of amazing that thanks to your book and your championing of punch, you see punch now on some of the best bar menus around the country and around the world. I mean, you have all these bartenders who are now either making, you know, punch for groups or, you know, welcome drink is punch or, you know,
it's a great way to serve a lot of people with a quality drink very quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what it was originally. It was originally, you know, they'd make a tub of punch for the ship's company. There'd be 100 people there. You know, this is how you got your drink.
And I think bringing it around to the home and summer parties, there's really no better way to serve a whole party. You don't get trapped behind the bar. I mean, there's nothing worse than throwing a killer party, but you don't actually get to experience it because you're running around making drinks.
Yeah, with punch, you can be the host. The first people who come, you stand at the bowl and ladle out the punch to everybody.
Exactly.
Until everybody's had some, and then you can circulate. It's great for that. Your friends, they're not, you know, bothering you. I like that white lady, but can I have it with vodka instead? And instead of the egg white, can you have no egg white?
Right.
And instead of the lemon juice, can you just give me vodka?
Right.
You know?
Like the five easy pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
Just leave out the everything.
You don't have any of those problems. You know? And also the great thing about a bowl of punch is it's a project.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we've got this bowl of punch we got to finish first.
Yeah.
You know, let's
keep going.
Let's tuck in. Then you end up with things like what our friend Derek Brown describes as the astronaut shot. That's if you've got a glass punch bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's going to pick it up and sip the last punch out of it. And they'll look like the astronaut.
I love it.
With the globe over their head.
I love it. Well, somebody's got to finish it. I mean.
Yeah, somebody's got to finish it. That last sip, you know, it's precious. That's the last of the punch.
Can't leave it in there.
No. It makes for a very lively party. That's the best part, is it just makes for a great communal experience.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I think the summertime is perfect. Obviously, you can make punch year-round.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can make hot punch in the winter, which is good.
I like doing it for Thanksgiving. We've talked about before. Yep. A nice welcome punch for guests to come in. And
yeah, you don't have to make a lot.
You don't need to make a garbage can size.
No. One bowl of booze will make one bottle of booze. I'm already thinking punch here. One bottle of booze will make enough for about 30 glasses of punch, which is plenty. You know?
Absolutely.
Of course, if I'm around, I'll drink 20 of them, but that's my problem.
Exactly.
We don't need to talk about my problems.
You have inspired me to go home tonight and start making oleosacrum for punch for the weekend. So
excellent.
Thank you. Appreciate that. As always, I feel very honored that I normally send Dave my recipe that I'm going to do for punch. And usually he comes back and is like, not bad, but I'd suggest, you know, X or Y. I feel like now I have gotten you to share some of your punch wisdom with all of our listeners. So hopefully people will stop texting you in the middle of the night like myself. And they can make punch on their own,
hopefully.
Adults.
Again, I mean,
you know,
it's easy to peel the lemons, put them in a jar and shake it up with sugar. That takes 10 minutes.
At the most.
And then, you know, it takes another 5 minutes to juice the lemons and put them in there. And then after that, it's just assembly.
We're both on Twitter, so if you need punch Twitter helpline, feel free to reach out.
Absolutely. At David Wandrich on Twitter.
At N. Rothbaum. One of us will get back to you with some punch help if we're not already too deep into our cups. And obviously follow along on Instagram, Half Full, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Happy punch making.
Happy weekends. And, enjoy your summer. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.